Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from somewhere on I-10 West, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. Sorry about the technology glitches that prevented me from being here on time, but we're here now and we've got a great show for you today. I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the Story Lady, joining us today, and we've got an amazing guest. Hello, Rhonda, are you there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I've got the console, so we're good there, and I'll unmute our guest in just a minute. But I'm really, really very excited about today's show for a number of reasons, one of which is it's been very wonderful and awesome to make a new friend slash colleague and a new person on the power team, as we talked about power teams last week. Doug is just a tremendous person, and I'm delighted to gotten a hold of him, so this is a great thing. Plus, I think we've all kind of wondered about those very cool viral inspirational videos and how you make them and how it spreads and all that stuff, and so we're going to have a chance to find out a little bit of the secret sauce behind that today, aren't we, Gina?
We are, and you know, it's not very often that close to midnight, the night before a show, Rhonda and I are on the phone talking about all the great things we want to cover on the show. And yet last night, that's exactly what we were doing. So we really, really been looking forward to bringing Doug Westmoreland to all of our listeners. We know this is just such an amazing topic that can have such a huge impact in your business. So let's welcome Doug Westmoreland to the show. Hello, Doug.
Hey,
hey Doug.
Hello, Rhonda and Gina. How are y'all? Thanks so much for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun today. I'm excited.
I am very excited, too. Wow, this is so great. And you have such an interesting background, Doug, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But I love this. I think we've all seen those really cool, inspiring videos, and you go, gosh, how do they get so many views? And people build huge lists off of them, and so that's where you come in with the system that you created, and that's one of the things that we'll be talking about today on our show.
Yep, that sounds good. I've been doing that for
a while. So you have a super magic power.
I don't know if I'll call it a super magic power, but I would call it a learned skill over many years of refinement.
Well, you know, I bet most of our listeners who have really struggled over the years to build very small lists of a couple hundred people would not agree with you. They would very much think that building lists of hundreds of thousands of people is a very super special, powerful, magical thing.
It is. Sometimes I have to be reminded of, you kind of get numb to it after a while, and you know, when I'm around and about and talking to people about list building and all of that, and I tell them the size of lists that I've built and with the ease that I've built them in, their jaw hits the floor, and I kind of got to take a step back sometimes and really understand that kind of what we are doing and what I have learned is kind of something special. So thanks for that. Yeah. Supernatural power, I guess. I'll take
it
that.
It is a superpower. And, of course, I mean, people, we can learn anything. However, whenever you have a system worked out and it works seamlessly and well and it gets results quickly, efficiently, and as close to effortlessly as possible, it does seem like you've got some kind of secret sauce that others don't have. And I know that I think everybody who's ever made a video has seen those inspirational videos with the cool pictures and words and music and whatever and gone, gosh, I wish one of mine would go like that. And you'll see them. They're really good sometimes, but they only have, you know, 20, 30, 100 views. And yet you're able to get these huge results. So that's one of the things that we're going to dive into today. And we've just got a few special plans, Gina, don't we?
We do. Technology has not been my friend the last couple of days. And I was hoping to have something ready for everyone at the end of today's show. But that's okay. We'll have it ready by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, this show is evergreen anyhow, so we'll just be able to tell you guys about it. And when you'll notice that the link is live, you'll know we got the technology issues done. So
absolutely. And, you know, the thing that really I want the listeners to understand is that while it may seem like Doug's got the magic sauce, what Doug really has is a system, and like most systems, it's extremely duplicatable. And because of what Doug's been working on lately, it's a system that anyone can tap into very easily to get started building their own list of the size that Doug usually builds. And that's why I'm so excited about having Doug here on the show with us today. It's not often that we have something that's as close to a magic bullet as it can get. And yet that's really what Doug has created. So Doug, let's start.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you guys did hit it on the head. What we have created, you know, is a system. And it's a system that we refined, and I've dedicated the last 5 years to only learning this and perfecting this one system. So it is a system. There is a way for people to plug into this system that I'm sure we'll get to later in this call. But I just wanted to know up front, let everybody know that's listening on the call, and I'm sure that you guys will get this out of me, Gina and Rhonda, because y'all are good at this, is I really want to try to give up all of my secrets and really kind of part the curtain back and let people know, you know, what they can do and how they can get into this and really try to, you know, be transparent and give up all of my nice juicy nuggets on how someone can do this. So
awesome. My favorite kind.
Ooh, all right. This is going to be fun. Let's tell people a little bit about Doug, you know, just because one thing we all need to realize is, you know, and he for creating a system is great, but things evolve over time, and a lot of times you take some twists and turns in life. Just don't expect, and you just don't necessarily think about that that's going to happen that way, but that's how it works out. So Doug has created this whole system and these messages, and we'll talk more about how that has come up, but he started off in kind of in shipping and then went to being a vice president in a company and, you know, eventually started his own. So Doug, let's see if you can talk a little bit some of your past and what brought you to this point of being able to make inspirational videos.
Yeah, you were cutting in and out there, but I think you were asking me just about my past, right, and kind of how this all came.
Yes, correct.
Up here today. Yeah, yep. I was. It all starts with meeting someone in your life, right? And I met this fabulous lady who's now my wife, but her father ran a publishing company in Dallas and gave me a shot. He was all in the. He worked. He was a direct mail company. A publishing company here in Dallas, and he wanted me to come in and work in the company, and I did, and he gave me a shot at getting my feet wet in the shipping department, right? He wasn't going to give me anything for free, so I had to learn my way up, and I did over the course of about 5 years of working for that family business, and I ended up actually running the day-to-day operations for quite some time for that publishing company, and that's kind of where I kind of got my feet wet, and I really fell in love with personal development and business development, and I just really, really latched on to it. I'd not been exposed to personal development material in the past, and that's kind of where the foundation, the genesis of everything started for me was there at that company. So I owe a lot to my five-year tenure there, and while I was there towards the end, I started to learn the secrets, and that was about 5 years ago. I started to learn the secrets of this word of mouth, or as the internet marketers in the world would call it, viral marketing. But then I kind of branched out on my own, and I had learned this skill of building these massive lists, and I went out and created my own company. It was called MotivationInAMinute.com. I grew that up and eventually left that and sold it. And then I started another company called MyInspirationForLife.com. So, you know, that first job really trickled me into this massive exposure, or me really wanting to dive into personal and business development. I really fell in love with it, and here I am today trying to pass that on to others, and created this whole system that you guys have referred to about how we can spread positivity and build lists and kind of affect people on a global marketplace on how to institute change in their lives and become better both personally and professionally. And that's the little short shot of it there. So that's my background.
Well, and this show is all about relationship marketing. And what you've really done is created a system for using relationships in marketing, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Basically, when you really boil this whole concept down of what I've learned and will share with you guys today, it's really the oldest form of marketing on the planet. It's just word-of-mouth marketing, done online in a very, very easy way. And now it's even easier, I think, online to do word-of-mouth marketing if you can get it right, you know. That's really what this is.
I think a lot of people, though, try to do word-of-mouth marketing and just find out they feel like they're standing in the middle of a forest with a bullhorn, even though they're trying to build relationships and still having trouble to make that happen. So what's the difference between the person who's really working at building relationships and is doing the right types of things and not getting results, and the person who is just growing these huge lists and making things happen?
Well, I think it all boils down to your how focused you are on your marketing plan, you know, what your the goals.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, I think it comes down to being focused and dedicated and persistent to what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish and how you're going to get there. And with any model, it doesn't matter if it's word of mouth marketing or driving traffic to a squeeze page or your home page or whatever it may be, or networking, you've got to be committed to it. And there's going to be tweaks and turns and twists along the way that you're going to have to adjust to and make, you know, fine-tune adjustments or move a little 10 degrees this way or 10 degrees back that way. But I really think it all comes down to formalizing a plan, getting a system in place, then executing it and measuring the results and seeing where you're at, and then tweaking those results till you get something closer to what your goals are.
So I've heard Rhonda use the word huge list. I've heard you say massive list. Are we talking about lists of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people? What's a massive or huge list?
Well, I mean, the list that I've grown, and, you know, I don't know how to define massive. I guess everybody's got their own definition of massive. Somebody could think 10,000 subscribers is massive, are 50,000 subscribers is massive. But what I've done personally with the system is I've taken a list of around 17,000 subscribers to over 200,000 subscribers in just over a year, about 14 to 15 months in that time frame. And I've also done that, duplicated it again when I started another company that I had mentioned before. And I grew that list. I just started off with 4,000 subscribers, and I grew that to almost 250,000 in about 16 months. And I did that just by sharing these little inspirational movies with my house list. So those are the types of lists that I've built, and I know many people in the industry are some of my close friends, not a whole lot, but people who know all these secrets who have built lists that are way bigger than that using this model.
Well, and one of the most popular of all time was the video Interview with God that was originally created by Morgan Westerman. Morgan built a list of over 1.8 million people in just under 5 years from that video, using a system very similar to the one that you've been using. So really huge lists are extremely possible with this system.
They're absolutely possible. They're doable. You know, you if you have the right system, you can have those types of results. It just takes, like I said earlier when Rhonda asked the question, it just takes commitment and focus and persistence and being dedicated, you know, to the process. And just to kind of throw something out that that I get hit with a lot when I'm talking to people about this is, you know, they try one and they quit. You know, this isn't a, I don't know, lack of a better word, a get rich quick, build a list fast scheme. You know, this takes focus and discipline, and with the system we've created, it takes a lot of that, a lot of the hard work out of it for you. But you need to have discipline, just like you would with any marketing campaign or any kind of business venture that you're trying to go after. You've got to stay dedicated and on the path to getting what you want. And if it's getting a big list, this is definitely a way to do it.
So let's kind of look at the components of this system for a minute. Is this just any old kind of video? I mean, could anybody go out and create it? What kind of video are we talking about here?
Yeah. I mean, in its basic form, what we use is it's a flash video. You know, some people say it looks like PowerPoint, you know, but it's done in flash. And I'm not the technical guy. I know just enough to be dangerous, but we do them in flash. They're hosted on a server. And, you know, really, you know, that's it as far as the basic file component. One thing that makes our system a little bit different than others, you may see a lot of inspirational videos on YouTube. You know, we don't use YouTube at all. YouTube doesn't bring us the types of results that we want. It's a little too cumbersome. It puts an extra step in the process. So everything we use is straight through email and through social media as well. We're starting to break into that area. But it's just a flash file kept on a server.
And so what's the content of the video like? I mean, are you standing in front of a camera doing something? Or what happens in these videos?
Right. All they are, you've probably seen them, just to try to draw in a mental file. You know, they are beautiful pictures with words that come up on the screen, puts a beautiful music. And the goal of every film that we produce, or if anybody's wanting to get into this, that they need to keep in mind, the film or the product, the movie, if you will, you know, needs to invoke emotion. So it's not me in front of a camera giving my spiel. It's basically photos. Simply put, it's photos, put the beautiful music, and timed with inspiring words that is trying to evoke an emotion out of someone. At least our videos are trying to do that. We're trying to play on the motivational, inspirational side of things for folks, to try to uplift and inspire them to be better and do better.
So someone comes along, they see this video. How does that build a list?
Well, what happens with the word-of-mouth marketing videos is typically, you know, the easiest way is if you do have a list of, you know, a couple thousand people or even a few hundred people, whatever that is, you share that movie with your list of subscribers. Or if you've got a Facebook fan page, or you've got a list of Twitter, you know, people that are following you on Twitter, you can post a link and make a recommendation, you know, just to walk you through the process quite simply. You know, hey, Gina, you know, I saw this great, beautiful film today. It's all about your attitude. It really made me think about the choices we make. Here's this 2 to 3 minute little film. I hope it inspires you this Friday and makes your day. Take a couple times to watch it. Share it with friends and family. Thanks so much for being a subscriber. Thank you. So the viewer or the subscriber on your house list clicks the link, which then goes to a web server and plays the 2 to 3 minute inspirational film. At the end of every single film is a landing page. So as soon as the movie winds down, like I said, they're only 2 to 3 minutes long, at the end of the movie it says, "Hi, you know, I'm Rhonda Del Baccio. I hope you enjoyed the Persevere movie today. Please feel free to share it with friends, family, and everyone you know, love and care about. You know, I am the story lady. I'd like to share more movies like this with you and also share other inspiring short stories to uplift and motivate your day. Sign up for my free e-zine and get my free bonus, the 5 tips to writing a successful book, and join my newsletter today." So at the end of every movie was what we call a landing page. And what the landing page is supposed to do is in 20 to 30 seconds is tell the story, in this example, of Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady. Like, who is she? Do I want to join her list? What is she offering? So you're trying to create your brand in a very, very short time period. And at the end, when you've already provided value for this subscriber, right, they see the landing page. So that's the way you build the list, is off the landing page. And, you know, it's all that whole adage of value first, you know, giving value first. These movies are fantastic at giving value first. So how it spreads and goes out beyond Rhonda's little house list of, you know, maybe she has 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, or 100,000 people on her list, a percentage of those subscribers that watch her movie today, if the movie's done right, remember it's done to evoke an emotion out of that viewer, they want to share it with people. They want to send it to their grandmother, their brother, their aunt, their cousins, perhaps everybody in their workplace. Perhaps even Rhonda may have somebody on her list that has another newsletter list of 5,000, 10,000 people. They may copy her link out of there and post that link in their newsletter. So the word of mouth effect starts to take over because Rhonda is giving value to her subscriber, you know, providing value in their life, and they feel it's evoking an emotion, and they feel compelled to go out and share that experience with other people. And now with the web, with a few clicks of a button or a copy and paste, you could share that with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, just from a small list. And that's why I was able to go from the small list that I told you earlier, 4,000, 17,000, to well over 200,000 just from that. I just gave you the whole secret of how that works.
That's pretty incredible. And it sounds like it is very, very easy.
It is very easy once you get the system down and once you've made the discipline to produce the movies and get them all done and all that good stuff. It's just, you know, it's just like a, like I tell the example sometimes, it's just like a good restaurant, you know. There's a restaurant comes up down the street and they do a lot of hard work, right, to get their recipes, get the right staff there, create the right ambiance. They put a lot of work into that restaurant, and if you create a good experience for that customer, that potential future client that's coming into your place of business, if you create a good experience, you know, we all do it. It's, once again, it's the oldest form of marketing that there is. We go tell a bunch of people about it. Well, we're doing the same thing with these movies. We're trying to create an experience for the viewer. And we're trying to inspire them, and it's a natural thing for people to do. If you move them in a way that's positive, they want to tell other people about it, and it's very, very similar, and it works the exact same way that it's been working forever throughout time.
Fantastic. So, Rhonda, I'll let you jump in here a little bit.
Yeah, because, see, what I want to know is, like, this is... You know, it has these components that sound really easy. You got your words, you got your music, you got your pretty pictures. Why then, and you got your emotion. So I guess those four components that would be in there. So, you know, why aren't there just more and more huge numbers of things that go up? What, there must be something else.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rhonda, I couldn't hear that. So I heard the first part, but I couldn't hear. I kind of lost you.
I think what you said was you've got these four basic components, and they all kind of come together in the system. It seems pretty simple and pretty straightforward. Why aren't there more people out there doing this?
I'm not sure. Even though it sounds relatively easy, I will be completely 100% honest. It goes back to dedication. If you believe in anything, you'll go ahead and jump through hoops to make it happen. I know that this model works, and I'm super dedicated to it. To get in and just start trying it, you know, people are afraid of video. You know, people, even video on camera and producing it and hosting it and putting it on your site, it just, I think, in my opinion, that whole video component for some small business owners is just scary. They just don't know what to do. They don't know what file to use. They don't know how big to make the file. They don't really, you know, understand it. I still think, in my opinion.
And I think there's one more reason, too. The other reason is that I had the pleasure of meeting Morgan Westerman a couple of years ago and helping Morgan to create this particular style of system for a few people. And in doing that, I was intimately involved in creating the system for a couple of people. And let me tell you, it is really expensive to do this. It is not a drop in the bucket.
You are correct.
It can run $6,000 to $8,000 or more just to get set up with it.
Yes. There's some people out there, like what you were doing, Gina, that you can go to. I mean, there's so many forms. I could talk about this for a really long time, but just to summarize, you know, one of the really hard things with this is finding a piece of content to turn into a movie. That's a really, really hard part of what I do, is finding content that I feel, at least in my 5 years of experience doing this, that I think will make a good movie. That is not, that alone right there is not an easy task. Then you tap it on top of the video aspect and people being a little nervous and gun-shy about that. Then you tack on the cost, because if you walk up to a developer and say, hey, I've got this great idea in my mind, I'd really like to turn it into a movie, you know, that could get to be a very expensive experiment for you.
So just getting the pictures can often run $600 or more per picture to get the images in a way that it's licensed to you to use for commercial purposes, because you're building a list, it's a commercial purpose,
right,
so that you can use images. Well, if you need 25 to 30 images for this product, and they're $600 a pop, it's an awful thing to just get the license for the images, and that doesn't even count the verse or the music. And then you've got to license that on top of it. Usually the verse, you can find something in the public domain if you really, really search long enough. But the music, you've got a license for commercial purposes, too. And I've seen that type of a license go for over $5,000 for a single song.
It can be very, very costly. You are correct. There are some other budget ways, and I'd be happy to share that with the listeners on some of the ways that I do it. But, Rhonda, you are right. Gina, you're right. If you're just kind of diving in and you're not doing a lot of, if you're not following like a pathway to success, something that's already, a trail that's already been blown, if you're kind of out there trailblazing by yourself and just saying, I want to do a movie, I've got something in my head, I want to get it produced, it could be very, very, very costly for you. There are ways, if you're working on a lower budget, you know, and this all really depends, you know, on a bunch of things, how you can get the cost down. There are ways to get this cost down from the numbers you were talking about. I mean, I have friends who paid $10,000 to get a movie done and didn't get the results they were looking for and got really, really discouraged by the process. And not only did it cost them a lot of money, it cost them a lot of time. You know, a month or two of work at least just to try to all the back and forth. So you can get these done. You know, I've done movies as low as $1,200. I mean, I'll just be completely honest. You can go on, a lot of my movies are done with photos off of iStock, and I go to royalty-free music and buy royalty-free music that you can play, you know, unlimited times over the web. And between the pictures, my cost, and I know what I'm doing, between the pictures and the music, you know, you're probably talking just that alone would cost you around $700 to $800, depending on if you wanted to buy pictures that are $20 or $40 a piece, or can you think you can do it with some pictures that are lower quality? So there's a lot of things at play here, but the big whammy, the hidden boogeyman, is taking an idea. Once you may get all the pictures and the music picture yourself, you may go out and do that all yourself. You may find the content yourself, pick all the pictures yourself out of iStock or some sort of site like that, pick some royalty-free music yourself, plus all the time to do that you have to factor in, and then hand that over to a designer. You could do that, but the designer is going to cost you money too. So, you know, you're looking at quite a bit of money. I mean, it's not chump change. It's, you know, anywhere from $1,200 to maybe, you know, a little over 2,000, just depending on what you're doing here. If you do walk into a designer with just a blank sheet of paper and a concept, you could be really disappointed in what you get, and for the amount of time, energy, and effort. You know, doing one movie is not the way to get into this to this type of marketing. I tell everybody that. If there's one of the biggest things that I can tell people that are listening today is you can't just do one and expect to write like The Secret. You know, that was a viral movie, right? You know, not everybody's going to produce something like The Secret that's going to get hundreds, you know, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of views. You know, it's like expecting to be, Rhonda, you could probably relate to this because you work with a lot of authors. It's like an author wants to write a book and they expect it to be a New York Times bestseller. That just doesn't happen.
At least. I remember this one British guy who said his goal was to be a best-selling author, and I said, have you written the book yet? And he said, well, no. Well, it's hard to do that if you haven't even written the book, and then there's all these other factors that go into it.
Right.
And I think it's the same with these videos. Basically, what you're saying is that mistake of dabbling, right? Just thinking you can just make one and throw it out there and see what happens and not do it in a strategic way.
Right. You're setting yourself up for failure if you're thinking about trying to get into viral marketing with that mindset. It goes back to what we talked about earlier in the call. It's being focused and dedicated to a process. This isn't a get-rich-quick, you know, build a list overnight to 80,000 people thing. Now, not that you can't do a movie like The Secret. You know, I've seen some folks who've really struck the nail right on the head right off the bat and done a really, really well did a good movie, and that kind of got them going. And they're like, whoa, maybe there is something here. Let me do another one. Then, you know, that one kind of worked. Let me do another one. So they have success right off the bat, which kind of encourages them to keep going. But the majority of people, I would say 90% or more, put a lot of time, energy, and effort into doing a production like this. They don't get the results they want, and they quit. And that's what happens to a lot of people. And I know a lot of them who've done just one movie, and you'll talk to them, that's all they've ever done. And that's not a system. That's just trying something out, like you said, Rhonda, dabbling. And that will lead to a failure, in my opinion. I'd say people can't get lucky, because you definitely could. But that's not a system approach like what we've been talking about,
right,
and what, you know, I've created and what my private clients experience. You know, we give them many, many movies to choose from so they can keep doing it.
Well, and we'll come back to your system and, you know, more as we go along, because it really is phenomenal. There's no doubt that when you have a system that is proven and tested and works like clockwork, that is really the way to go. But let's talk a minute about the difference between these videos on YouTube that people pass around and what you're talking about. You know, one of those big things is that on YouTube, you may have a link in the notes or whatever, but there isn't something that just automatically pops up at the end with an invitation like you were speaking of, correct?
Correct. I mean, there are. I'm not a student of YouTube, and don't get me wrong. YouTube is a great way to drive traffic. You know, it's a good way. I wouldn't say it's a great way. It works, but I've never just got in and super studied YouTube. I have posted movies onto YouTube, and I don't get the type of. I may get some traffic that I'm looking for, but what I'm interested in as a word of mouth online marketer trying to build a big list, I want a prospect. You know, I don't really, you know, I do care about views, but I don't really care about views on YouTube because I don't get any prospects. Now, there are popovers and things that you can do, you know, that I'm not 100% up to date on exactly all the little widgets and things that you can put on there. But with my system, it's very, very easy. After the movie's over, you go to the landing page, which is completely different than YouTube, and there's a place right there for you to tell your story, tell your brand, why you're here on this planet, and why you want someone to subscribe to your free newsletter. And that's the big difference, is at the end of the movie, you know, this landing page is there. And it's very easy when someone gets something in their inbox, they watch it, it evokes an emotion, they feel compelled to share it, they just click forward. Or they just click copy, or they just copy the link and paste it into a new email and put everybody in their address book on it. Not that you couldn't do that from YouTube, but it's just sitting you know, we always talk about, you know, decreasing the amount of steps or the amount of obstacles to make it easy for someone to share something. And right there in your email is a link, and you can just click one button and copy your address book or your friends list or whatever it is and pass it along. And still today, the latest research that I found is video and email are the highest converting tools still today on the web. And that's what this is, email marketing with a video.
Uh-huh. Well, and you know, from what you just suggested, one other thing comes to mind for me, and that is, if you're going to make this work for you, in order to build a list, you almost have to have some sort of a list to start with, or how are you going to get it kick-started?
Right.
And so if someone's sitting out there without a list, it doesn't necessarily have the resources to build a small list to get this kickstarted, they're also going to be stuck there. How can someone get a list to get this kickstarted, or what else can they do if they don't have a list to use
right.
this kind of a system and get things kickstarted?
Great question. Here's what I tell everyone that I meet that doesn't have a list or a very small list. The first question that I ask a client when they're coming on board with me is, do you have a list? And more importantly, are you monetizing it? Building a list is one thing, and having a marketing machine is one thing. But if you don't have a system to turn these new subscribers into money at all, if you're sending out a once-a-month newsletter, I tell people this may not be for you, because it's kind of like the two sides to a coin. Yes, everybody wants a list, but you can't just build a list and then, I advise people, don't just do this to build a list and have no way to take action on all these great subscribers. That could frustrate people just as well. Yeah, I'm putting all these people in my list, but I'm not selling anything. Now, you may not be in the selling business. You may just be in the inspirational business, and you're just doing good in the world, and that's okay. But if you're looking to actually make money off of a list, I advise people at least have a plan in place with a newsletter. So that's first and foremost. With this system, or with our system at least, or even in viral marketing in general, if you decided to go out and do this on your own, you know, there are ways to do it. They're not super, super easy and super apparent, but you could partner with somebody. You could have a movie that you did about women and the success of women, and you could go partner with possibly brave-hearted women, or you could partner with a woman entrepreneur that may have 10,000 people in her list, or 8,000 people in her list, or 80,000 people in her list, and you could entice her, because people love to share these little movies as free gifts to their subscribers, because there's nothing to buy here. Subscribers look at these movies, that's why they go viral, as a value add. So list owners really, really love to look for great emotional things that they could send out to their subscribers, because they're looking for that relationship connection with their subscribers, so their subscribers, you know, fall in love with them more, trust them more, see them as adding value to their life, therefore they will buy something down the road from that list owner. So you can go out, try to partner up with some people that have some lists that would be a good fit for your movie, and go at it that way. And they send it out to their list of 10,000. Those people then begin to send it. It's your landing page on the end, and all of those subscribers, and you'll get some of the subscribers off that person's list. And then once it goes viral and beyond that person's subscriber list, all of these new subscribers begin to funnel into your list as well. So it is doable. I'm not saying that it's super easy, because you get into all the, you know, affiliate commissions, and some list owners want reciprocals, and you may have some things to navigate there. But in essence, you can do it without a list. That's
well,
how
I
started.
Would think.
And by the way, that's how I started. That's how I started
right.
years
I think
ago.
You
I
had
did
to start
that exact
somewhere.
Same thing.
So.
What's that?
Right. You had to start somewhere too. Everybody has to start somewhere.
Correct.
It's a mistake for people to sort of throw up your hands and go, well, I guess I just can't do any of it then, because I don't have this, and I have to have this to have that, and I have to have that to have this, you know, whatever. So,
right.
you know, you're just talking about diving in there.
You just got to get started.
Yeah.
You do. I'm sorry.
And one of the things that I helped some folks do when I was working with Morgan Westerman using this similar model was if you use your blog and you're using the blogging system that I teach through the 30-Day IM Challenge, through 21 Days to Blogging Profits, through the Bachelor's Program, or through the Blogging Systems Workshop, that blog can generate traffic that's up to 1,000 to 5,000 unique visitors per day. And from that, 25% of those visitors will show up on pages like your video page or other pages that they've linked to from your blog. About 10% of the visitors to the blog will opt into a list. So if you use your blog in combination with this kind of a system, then the blog can be the traffic generator to get the list kick-started, from which you can then get the viral exposure to get even more subscribers added to your list. And that worked extremely well.
Absolutely, Gina. When you get creative, there are multiple ways, many ways for you to get your movie out into the web. And that's why everybody loves the web. It's so easy to get traffic. Sometimes you may have to be a little bit more creative than others, but there is a way to do it, and it's just the key of getting started. Because the really cool thing about word-of-mouth marketing or these little inspirational viral videos is it doesn't take a lot. I had an experience one time where I had a movie that was out in the universe, and it was starting to trickle down, and I was maybe getting 1,000 to 2,000 page views in the last 30 days with that movie. And all of a sudden, it shot up to 500,000 landing page hits a month for me.
Whoa, what happened?
The cool part of viral marketing. I didn't do anything to get that traffic. My link in my movie was circulating the web. The only way that I could guess, because I didn't have some super-duper analytics and tracking behind all of my movie links, somebody grabbed my link that was moved by that movie that day and slammed it into their blog or their newsletter subscriber list. So once you put this movie out there through whatever creative means you're getting your movie out into the universe, be it in some blogs, you go into some chat rooms, some forums, you have a small list, you do some affiliate swaps or find a list partner that will send it out, once it gets out, you never know what is going to happen. It could be the CEO of IBM sitting there and gets your little movie on Change is Good, You Go First. It's a little business movie that my good friend Mac Anderson did. He may be so inspired by seeing that movie that day, he may copy it and send it out to all 50,000 employees at IBM. I don't know if they have 50,000 people, but I'm just
trying to give an example. Maybe they actually have more than that.
He could, within one instance, in just the matter of a second, if you move someone that way, you never know what someone's mood they're going to be in, who it's going to get to. It, like I said, it could be the CEO of IBM that gets it. And all of a sudden, he just, with two clicks of a button, sent it to every single employee, and it just took off like a rocket for you. Or you could have what happened to me, where somebody grabbed my link. It was a movie called Finding Joy. Very simple little movie with some quotes about joy and beautiful pictures and beautiful music, and it just went gangbusters. So you never know. You just put it out there, and that's why I'm always harping on commitment and dedication. You never know. You just keep putting them out, and you keep doing them, and you keep getting them out into the marketplace, and they will take off. And the hard part of the job is doing a quality production that people want to pass on, and that's what we talked about earlier in the call. That takes a lot of hard work, a lot of know-how, and being dedicated to the process. But if you keep putting it out there and you do a quality production and a quality movie, they will go viral. And that's what we've been studying for the last 5 years, and that's what we offer, you know, our clients, is we've basically blazed the trail to success, and all you have to do is plug into the system.
Well, and the key to Morgan Westerman's success with Interview with God was really in the fact that for over 5 years, he owned the number one and number three positions on Google for the keyword God. Mm-hmm. Anybody that searched for God, and there are millions of searches per month for the keyword God, anybody that searched it would immediately see Interview with God in the first and third position. And while he did have another movie that he came with I came out with about 3 years after the interview with God called Pathways to Peace. Pathways to Peace did not have the positioning in the search results that Interview with God had. And while it did well, I mean, it built a list of 750,000 of people over about 2.5 years. Certainly nothing to sneeze at.
Not too shabby.
It did not have the same impact that Interview with God did because of search engine ranking. And what I found using similar systems, just the ones that were created from scratch, is that if you tie your blog to your video and the whole system around it, that blog can improve the search engine rankings for the video and vice versa.
Right.
The effect of that is that even keywords that have huge numbers of competing pages, you can actually get front page search engine rankings for tying the two vehicles together. And,
yep.
And not necessarily it, something that you'd really have to work hard to get. Simply using the right system to tie the two things together will cause that effect to happen. And I've seen it happen probably 6 times where people have keywords with over 20 million competing pages that they're tying to a blog with the keyword and the places that I teach people to put this, and then tying that to this type of viral video again, putting the keyword in the appropriate places, and very little effort other than continuing the blog on a regular basis using the same keyword, you can generate those front page search engine rankings in a matter of a month or so.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
that will help to improve the shelf life of any video you're doing. If you've really got a keyword that has a large number of searches per month, as long as people are searching for it, you're going to still get traffic from it.
And what you just described is doing another system, Gina. I mean, being focused and clear about your goals and what you're wanting to do and actually implementing a system to maximize traffic using this method. So, you know, that's a great way to go about it. You have to look at any kind of marketing that you do with goals and metrics and a plan, and you just have to execute it. And you know, my system, your system, you know, they're all the same when you need to, when it comes down to it, when you boil it down to the essence of what you need to do to execute on that plan. But you're right.
I'm going to burst if I don't kind of spill the beans a little bit pretty soon. So I want to share a little bit of what we're kind of planning behind the scenes over here. Doug and Rhonda and I have been talking for a number of weeks now, and Doug is helping both Rhonda and I to get his system for ourselves. Over the next 30 days, every single week, we are going to use the last 10 to 15 minutes of this show to share with you what I'm doing that week to combine my blogging system with the viral video system that Doug has created so that you can watch along. Think of it as kind of a live case study, if you will. You can watch as I go along, tying the two systems together, and each week I'll be reporting what I did last week and what results I got that week. And then next week I'll come back and talk about what I'm doing that week. And Ryan and I may try different things over the next 4 weeks so that we can test what does this do and what does that do at the same time. Each and every week we come back, we're going to be really open with everyone listening and tell you exactly what kind of results we got in a way that you can duplicate for yourself. And by the end of this next month, what we really hope to create is a system that ties my blogging system together with what Doug has in his system so that anybody could come and take Doug's system and put it to use in their business in a way that can get them amazing results because of the power of viral videos and word-of-mouth marketing coupled with. And what's really great is both of our systems are really based on word-of-mouth marketing. It's
right.
The very natural evolution of how traffic happens. And I want to talk about that for a little bit, Doug, and see if you're seeing the same things that I see. I often talk about a character by the name of Joe, and I won't go into a lot of detail with the story of Joe. Let me give you an overview so you understand what I'm saying here, Doug.
Okay.
Joe's this guy who's going through life. He's got this problem that feels like the weight of Atlas on his shoulders. Each day, it gets a little worse. He's trying really hard to figure out how to get rid of it, but he just can't seem to figure out what to do. One morning, he comes down for breakfast. His wife looks at him, and she says, Joe, what's going on? You look like crap. And Joe says, oh, honey, this problem's really bugging the crap out of me. I don't know what to do about it. She assures him, don't worry, Joe, you'll figure it out. I know, you'll get it done, and it'll be all better soon. Just hang in there. He goes to work that day. It seems like that day, everybody seems to start noticing something's up with Joe. And one by one, each of his coworkers come asking him, hey, Joe, what's going on? You don't look so good. And again, Joe reiterates, oh, I got this problem. It's driving me nuts. I don't know what to do. One by one, they reassure him, tell him, don't worry, Joe, you'll figure it out. Friday comes along. Joe's boss calls him into his office. Joe, I don't know what's going on with you, and frankly, I don't care. It's affecting your work, and if you don't fix it by Monday, you're out of here, man. Well, what's going to happen to poor Joe that weekend? He's going to go home, and he's not even going to be able to eat or sleep because now he has to fix this problem right now. Sunday night comes along. He still hasn't figured it out. So he gets up, goes to his computer, turns it on, goes to Google, and he types in, how do you get rid of blah, blah, blah? Or maybe even, how do you get rid of blah, blah, blah by Monday morning? And in those search results, he needs to find your blog or your video so that he can then come to your site where you talk about a person who seems exactly like Joe, who has this problem that's driving them crazy. And right there on your blog, you need to give them the solution at a very high level. At the end of the blog post, you can then say something along the lines of, now, if you need to get rid of blah, blah, blah by Monday morning and you can't let it take 90 days like it usually does, click here to get this product now. Well, Joe had either found his way to your viral video where he got that message or to your blog, either one had worked. He would have exactly what he needs to fix it by Monday morning. And when he does, he's going to go down to breakfast the next morning whistling, and his wife's going to immediately notice. And she's going to ask, hey, Joe, what gives? I haven't seen you smile in 2 months. And he's going to say, oh, honey, you wouldn't believe. Last night I got up. I couldn't figure it out. I knew I was going to lose my job. So I went to Google, and I put in, how do you get rid of blah, blah, blah? And there was my answer right there in this video. You've got to see it. Go to www. And you got to have a memorable domain name so that Joe can remember what it is that his wife. And she's going to go check it out because she sure doesn't ever want to be just like Joe. And sure enough, he goes to work, and everybody seems to notice the change in Joe. And he goes on to tell each and every one of them exactly what he did, exactly what he found, and he's going to repeat the URL so that they can go see it too. It's not that the people are coming in and saying, hey, Joe, did you see any cool viral videos this weekend? Hey, Joe, did you read any great blog posts this weekend? They're simply concerned about their friend Joe. And in talking about his own life, you come up in conversation. If you can cause that to happen, that is true word-of-mouth marketing. Would you agree, Doug?
I would agree. I absolutely would agree.
The beauty of the system that you have, along with the blogging system that I use and teach, is that it is a strategic way of taking that kind of word-of-mouth traffic and really capitalizing on it in a way that causes Joe on purpose to tell everybody else he knows about you. And each one of them who are in the same place Joe is are then going to tell everybody that they know about you as well, just because they're talking about their lives. And that's why it is so critical that this video has an emotional impact. The stronger that emotional impact, the more people will talk about how it's affected their life. And if you can do that on purpose, you're going to have no trouble growing a list, both with your blog and your video.
Yep. I can't tell you, I mean, I've been doing this for a really long time. I've been sharing these videos for years and years and years, and I've been building large subscriber lists. And just the way that I've been doing it, Rhonda, I've never gotten as, I mean, Gina, I've never gotten as sophisticated as using my system and plugging it into your system, but I can't wait to see what that's going to do because it sounds so powerful. I'm so curious to watch that happen. But people want to be inspired. They want to be encouraged. People want positive, nice, great things in their lives. People aspire to be great, but we get caught in this trap of just being normal and being mediocre, and we've got to be in the grind. We've got to work hard. We got to come home. You know, we've got the kids and the family and work and vacations if you can get them.
Yes.
And these we all get run down, and that's one reason why I love doing this is because you are inspiring and uplifting people and kind of opening back the curtain up and saying, you know, you do have greatness in you. And you can be great, and you can get better, and that's what these little things do, and that's the emotion we pull out, and it happens naturally. But people in my system, you know, a little bit different than pairing it with yours, when people see Joe in a bad mood at work and they're on my list, they forward Joe and anybody else that they know happens. Like, hey, Joe, I see you could use a little pick-me-up. I saw this beautiful movie on Attitude. I hope it brightens your day. That may flip Joe's light switch from off to on. That one little 3 minutes that came from that person. And Joe, man, let me get more of this. It just happens naturally in my system where you're making it more deliberate, which is awesome. And he joins the list and he becomes a subscriber. I could tell you right now from doing this, this is one of the big secrets for me of why I do what I do. I love affecting change in others and I love showing people there's another way. There's a better way. You can be happy. You can get the things you want. That's a big part of my purpose, I feel, on this planet. But these subscribers come in that need this stuff, that need these videos, and these are now your subscribers. You know, everybody has basic human needs and emotions and wants and desires, and these movies let people know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And when you can make that kind of emotion and difference in somebody's life and impact in that way, it is unbelievable the power that comes along. I mean, they trust you. They become a client. They sign up for your teleseminar series or your coaching calls or whatever it is that much quicker because you're actually using these little movies deliberately to impact people. I could probably fill up my office here, my home office, with the letters. I could tell you guys the types of letters, notes, everything that's been sent to me from anything from someone that just was abused by their husband and decided that they couldn't take it anymore because they saw one of these movies, just to someone saying thank you. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of notes back to me over the course of the last 5 years. It's really really, really cool if you like that kind of stuff, and I do so.
Well, and a big part of what Morgan did was on his website with Interview with God, he had a little guest book, very Web 1.0-like, but really effective. And each and every note that he would receive like that, he would post into this guest book so that everybody else coming to the site could see it. And it would then bring more notes coming into him and people posting directly into the guest book. He had over 100,000 posts in the guest book over a 5-year period.
He did a really good
job.
Wow. He did a really good job with that.
That's phenomenal.
It was very, very, very powerful. The reason I like combining a blog along with this kind of a viral video system is because the comments in the blog can then act as your guest book. But the blog does it in a way that has a two-way communication and not just a one-way communication, so that conversations can actually take place through those comments. That's a really important thing. If you think about someone who forwards one of these inspirational videos on to Joe after seeing him having a miserable day. And Joe gets it, and he's really affected by it, as I was just saying. It's going to make Joe that much more interested in everything else that the video creator has to offer. He's going to be very likely to go exploring. What else can you do to help him? Because you just really made not just his day, but his week, his month, and his year just from the power of that video. And once he subscribes, it's up to you to show Joe how you can really help make a difference in his life on an ongoing basis instead of just once.
Right.
And from there, back to your blog where he can get inspired every day. Maybe you have inspirational quotes that you can give to Joe every day through your blog. As he comes in to read those quotes, and he's going to do it if he was affected by the video, he's going to read your quotes. He then gets exposed to all of the other problems in his life that you can help him to solve, all of the other products that you have that help him to solve those products in a bigger, better, or faster way. And in a very natural chain of events, it goes from someone asking Joe about how his day is going or noticing that Joe seems unhappy today to turning into sales coming into your pocket over and over and over again. And it's not Joe using an affiliate link saying, hey, all my friends, you got to go over and check out Doug's product. Here's my affiliate link. Joe's probably not ever going to even know what an affiliate link is. And yet he's going to send everybody he knows over there anyway.
Right. Well, Gene and Rhonda, are we going to talk about perhaps like the way that folks can work with us?
I think that's a great idea, and that was going to be where I was heading next.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's where I was heading next. So let's talk about that. And, you know, we've got some pretty fun things happening, as you're going to have not only the chance to watch us over the next month as we do this sort of public expose experiment type of thing, but you can also participate. So, Gina, let's kind of tell them how they can do that.
Oh, this is the exciting part. So, as we've been talking about, Doug has this system. The system includes how many videos, Doug?
Well, Gina, I didn't even get to tell you this. Rhonda, did you tell Gina the good news?
I did hear a little bit of it.
All right. Well, I didn't get
to talk to her too much about that, but yeah, right. tell her the good news.
All this is still evolving and getting bigger as we speak here, but we have produced 13 movies on our own that we're allowing people to immediately have access, and I just partnered with my good friend and business colleague and mentor, Mac Anderson, the founder of Simple Truths, the guy who taught me all of this way back in the day. He's produced over 40 movies, and between him and I, we're partnering up and making available to people, clients in my system will get immediate access to over 60, I said that right, 60 inspirational word-of-mouth marketing videos immediately. And between I'm talking about some of the best of the best proven performer inspirational movies on the planet. No one can even hold a candle to the quality of production of Mac Anderson's movies, and our clients are going to be able to private label these movies that already exist, building your brand and your landing page, going in to build your list at the end of every one of those 60 movies. Now, there's a couple of little things in there that we work through, but you do have access to 60, and we will produce two to three new movies a month that will also be given to you as access. So in the next 12 months, people can have access to over 80 inspirational movies to choose from, and that is pretty amazing. This is pretty amazing stuff.
Oh, it is.
So,
well, and self-improvement is a broad enough topic that I would think no matter what niche you're in, there should be something that's part of those videos that would help you to reach the right people, wouldn't you think?
I would I would absolutely say there is a big, big, big group of people that are in, you know, any niche. There's a lot of people that can, that this will work for. You know, I'm not, I would say, just to let you know, try to draw an example here, it may not be the best system for a doctor who's wanting to get more clients right here in Louisville, Texas, where I live, because this is a global strategy for people
right.
who have an online list. So if you're a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, well, maybe not an accountant, that may not be a good enough example. But if you're a local business that's brick and mortar, that doesn't really have a list, this probably wouldn't be the best fit for you. But I agree with you, Gina. The vast majority of people, this will absolutely work for.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this so much. And so how does that turn into a video? How does that turn into the list? Do you just give me the video, or what else is there that's part of this?
Yeah, this is a whole system that we've created. It's a membership site. I'm willing to make an irresistible offer to all the listeners on this call, and also anybody who may be listening to the recorded version of this call. It's a system that we created. It's membership based, where all the movies are housed in your membership site. Okay, guys, I've been doing this a long time. I know what's important to look at and what's not important to look at. But we've built in all the metrics for you. Once we get your landing page set up for you, that, you know, using your web form code, we do that first. We get your landing page set up, and then we create an account for you in our system, in our platform, where all of your movies are located in this membership platform. We even went as far as to pre-write all of the emails for you on how you would introduce this to your house list, if you will, or how you would post this into a blog. So this really is a turnkey system to where we've thought through everything. So we've pre-written the emails for you. They're in your membership site. You can copy and paste them, or you can use them, you know, to inspire you to write something better. But you keep them short and brief. So there's a lot of science kind of going on here. This is a system that doesn't need to be messed with too much. But the movies are in there as well for you. We also have massive amounts of reporting for you to understand the power of what's happening. We record all your movie views for you in your membership site. How many landing page hits you got? How many opt-ins you got? What was the playthrough rate on your movie? What was the percentage of opt-in based on landing page hit? You could search by movie, how viral did it go? How many views did I get this month versus last month? So I'm a huge metrics guy, and metrics are very, very important to me because that ultimately leads to return on investment and what you can improve on or not improve on. So the system comes with everything. It's all housed for you, nice and tight and pretty and easy. So you go to one place and you get all of your stuff, and it's very, very, very easy to use.
Now, I heard you mention landing page. What does that mean?
We work with you on a landing page. The movies are hosted on our servers. So you're not, you know, the bandwidth is coming off of our servers, just to be clear and upfront about that.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Right. We allow, at this point right now, 100,000 movie views is for free. And that resets, obviously, every month, kind of like cell phone minutes, right? You can use up to 100,000 views for free, and then once it goes over 100,000, right now the servers that we're using, we may charge a little bit for that, maybe 50 or 70 bucks or something, for going over up to a next 100,000, which, you know, $75 would get you 200,000 movie views. So that movie's hosted on our server, so you're not paying for the bandwidth unless you go over. The landing page, we work with you to craft that. I work with these people individually, one-on-one, to craft your landing page, to tell your story very quickly and efficiently based on my 5 years of experience doing this. I work with you to craft your little story on the landing page. Once again, that's just a brief summary. And I do have, you know what a landing page is? Can I just read one of my clients' landing pages real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. We know what it is, but not everyone who's listening, they might be going, you are talking Greek, please switch
yeah.
English.
What the heck is a landing page? Come on. Well, at the end of every movie, if you guys remember, the 2 to 3 minute little short emotional film ends. At the end of the movie is your landing page, and that's where you're trying to convert this movie viewer to a subscriber in your newsletter. And this is one of my clients. I love her to death. She's a dear friend of mine. Her name is Kim Duke. She's the sales diva. And at the end of the movie, the landing page comes up at the very top. It says, if you enjoyed the Persevere movie, please share it with your family and friends. Right underneath that, we have a share link, a social media share link, where they could just click that, and every social media site comes up, and they can just grab it and post it right to Facebook or Twitter. So we're trying to help you keep the viralness of this going, making it very easy for the viewer to share this via social media. They can watch the movie again, but then the bulk or the meat of her landing page comes up, and in beautiful cursive purple, you know, just have to use your imagination here, it says, "Welcome to the Sales Divas," with an exclamation point. It's Kim's little sassy picture over on the right-hand side with her arms crossed in a leather jacket, you know, kind of looking at you, a headshot of her. It says, "I'm Kim Duke, the Sales Diva. I'd love to share more movies like this with you. Sign up today and get my step-by-step 30-page sales action guide, The 5 Biggest Sales Mistakes Women Make, as a free bonus. It's easy. Enter your name and email below, and you will instantly receive the download link as well as my weekly sales tip for women." Then it has her opt-in form where they can hit submit, and then underneath that has some graphics, and it says, "Let's get those stilettos pointed in the right direction for success." So that's a very good example of what you just referred to earlier, Gina. Like, this could be a model that a lot of people could use. Kim is a very, she has a powerful, powerful list. It's not hundreds of thousands of people, but it's tens of thousands, and she makes a lot of money. She is promoting her brand in 20 seconds or less. You know that, you know, because with viral marketing, here's another secret. You can't control who gets this. It could be your grandmother down the street or somebody in high school on a high school soccer team. This runs the gamut. But where you get the attention and the conversion and telling your story is on your landing page, just like Kim did. Hey, I'm a woman in sales. I help women in business make more sales. I'm going to give you a bonus on the mistakes not to make for women in business. Sign up for my easing. So you know in 20 seconds if you're connecting with Kim and want to join her list or not. And that's very, very important. So we help you craft this landing page and optimize it for the highest amount of conversion based on landing page hits. So my goal in working with the client is if you get 10,000 or 1,000 landing page hits, let's say, I'm going to shoot for a goal of at least a 10% conversion at a minimum of all of those clients, which would be 100 people in your newsletter list that day. If 1,000 people hit the landing page, you would dump in at a minimum 100 people, and that's where my metric side of my brain kicks in. If you dip below 10%, you're going to get a phone call from me. This isn't just a system that I just throw it to you, you go off, and we never talk again. There's going to be a lot of dialogue between us, especially if you go below, if one of my alarms go off and you go below 10%. I'm going to call you up and say, hey, you know, Kim, hey, Gina, we need to talk. You know, I don't think we're getting the optimal amount of conversion based on landing page hit here. Let's try something else. And that's what's awesome about the web, right, guys? You can change a landing page, measure it against history, and then see did the change I just make the metrics go up, down, or stay the same. And you just keep tweaking and refining from there until we get your page converting to where we want it. Typically, my clients experience between a 10 and a 15 or 16% opt-in rate off of viral marketing. I'm just going to let you know that's a very, very good number. That may not sound like a good number for somebody who's doing like a product launch or search engine optimization or paying for pay-per-click, but that's a very, very, very good number when it comes to word-of-mouth marketing using these movies. And I know we're probably going to, in a little bit, get into price and how this all works, and I'm going to give you my big irresistible offer of how you can try this basically with no risk, no money up front, no contracts, basically risk-free, no money. But I do want to point out before we get into that, the reason when you hear me talk about how much this is to get started, and I've told you all of the stuff about how much money it costs to make a movie, you know, just to do 5 of these would cost you, if you did it on your own, just your hard cost, at a minimum would cost you around $6,000, no doubt, and that is bottom of the barrel bucket. That's not what Gina was talking about earlier, where she was doing.
I think it would be well over that.
Where she was doing movies for $6,000, and I think she even mentioned she was actually losing money when she was doing that. But since we have created the system, the reason why I'm making it so affordable and so irresistible for people to start, there's a couple of reasons, and I'm just going to be 100% transparent with you guys, is this is a co-reg system. And if, for the people who don't know what a co-reg or co-registration system is, it's on your landing page. There's also going to be an opt-in box that's already checked that is building my list as well. So I'm leveraging my knowledge of using this system and letting other people use it at a steeply, hugely discounted rate, where you're going to get access to over 60 movies, 80 in the next 12 months, easily. But I'm also going with your traffic as well. As mm-hmm. you're building your list, I'm building my list as well. And that's why this is going to be so affordable for anybody that's listening to this call right now and who's ever listening to the recording of this call. So this is a co-registration program.
And what does that mean? I have a feeling not everybody's going to understand that.
On your landing page, like I reviewed with Kim's, and you know, she's telling her story and her brand. Right underneath her web form box, it has a checkbox that says, also include me in the Life Secrets newsletter, where I can receive inspiring coaching sessions from Life Secrets. You know, we put a little bit of dialogue underneath your web form. The default checkbox, if you guys are familiar with that, obviously, like when you check out of someone's website and there's a checkbox saying that you would also like to receive specials or discounts from Walmart or whatnot, we give the subscriber the option to not subscribe to my newsletter, which is the Life Secrets newsletter. But that default box is checked, and if they put their name and email address into your landing page and hit submit, that web form code is your web form code, meaning it's your Constant Contact form, your AWeber form, web form, NetAtlantic, whatever email service provider you use, that's your web form code. But we also have code behind that. If they leave that checkbox checked, it also grows my newsletter list. It's a co-registration program. Did that make sense, you think, Gina?
That's good.
Okay.
And so the reason you're saying that you're willing to do this in a way that makes it so affordable for anybody interested in building a responsive list quickly is because you are also building a list from them, correct?
Correct. That is absolutely 100% correct.
Rhonda, what else do we want to talk to Doug about with regard to the overall system before we tell people how they can get started using this themselves?
Well, you know, one of the things that occurs to me to really highlight is not only would you have to be, if you did this yourself, you would have to be scouring the web for pictures and music that was safe to use or that you bought rights for or whatever, and you'd have to be scouring for words, and you'd have to be spending a huge amount of your time doing this. And you can always make more money, but you can never make more time. You can't ever say, gosh, I really wasted 6 hours of last Tuesday. I'm going to go back to the time store and get them back because I need them for something better. You cannot do that. So your time is always worth something. And the best way, you know that our favorite words, we have a few favorite words. One of them is leverage. One of them is system. One of them is consistency, and another, of course, is relationship. You're going to be able to have all four of those working for you with basically copy and paste ease for you when you tap into this system. And that's just something I thought was really important to highlight, because I know, Doug, I know you told me the hardest aspect of this and intimated how much time goes into this and everything, so it's just going to be a tremendous way to get involved. And then remember, too, that we're going to be following along for the next 4 weeks. At the end of each show, we'll give you a progress update from both of us
right. As
to what we're doing, what's happening, and we're going to basically catalog and document all of this so that we have a case study, because in a sense we're combining Doug's system and we're seeing, well, how does this work when you're also using the blogging system and making things happen.
Right. which is awesome, by the way. I didn't really understand what you guys were completely doing all the way, but what you're about to teach people to do is going to be super, super powerful, which is just fantastic. You're really going to set some people up for success with the system you're talking about. Well, I guess should I go ahead and make my irresistible offer to everyone who's
Please
listening?
Please do.
All right. And what you guys are talking about is kind of like doing the case study. It's like, Doug, put your money where your mouth is, right? You know, will this work for me? And what are we talking about here from an investment standpoint? And we already talked about, you know, just the pure production cost, you know, to do five of these would be anywhere from $6,000 at a minimum, probably much more when you factor in your time and all that. We just ask people one thing. We ask people to just try it. There's no contracts up front. We don't make you pay a setup fee. We don't hide any annoying upsells or try to do anything for you. We want people to try this system for 45 days absolutely free. You can try my system for 45 days, and if you're not getting the kinds of results you want, by the 45th day, just unsubscribe and you'll never, ever be charged. And Gina asked for me to put together some special stuff. I actually broke down our payments into payment plans where you actually have a choice. The bottom choice for you to, and this is once again, you're not going to pay any money for this, but I do ask for you to make a decision to try it, and there's a $500 a month payment plan. There's no contract. You can cancel any time. So if you choose that option off of the website, and I'm not sure, did we get that web page up, Rhonda? Do they know where to go?
You can pop over to, I have it at asktsl.com/movie, A-S-K, T as in the, S as in story, L as in lady, .com/movie.
And that will probably also be on the Blog Talk Radio site where people are. I'm sure they can go there.
It will. Yes.
It is there.
As well as on both of our blogs.
And then you guys will be posting it. So if you go to that link, you'll see a little bit of overview on the program and whatnot, the offer that we're making. But there's the 45-day free trial for all payment plans. And I broke them down into three payment plans for Gina, special for the listeners here on the call and anybody that's listening to this call. There's $500 a month with no contract, cancel any time. Once again, you get to try it for 45 days before you do it. Then there is three payments of $1,700 where you get a 33% savings off the monthly plan. Once again, with a 45-day free trial, you try it at the 45th day, then we're going to start charging your card and assuming you want to stay with it. And then the last payment is a one-time payment of $4,000. Now, remember, it would cost you at least $6,000 to $10,000 just to do five. If you're working on a super low budget, you're going to get access to 60 movies and 80 movies at least over the next 12 months. There's one payment of $4,000, and you're going to be in for the entire year. And you can use You can use as many movies as you want and as much frequency as you want. You could mail out one a week to your list. You could post one a day in your Twitter account, whatever you wanted to do. It doesn't matter. You're not limited on the number of sends or anything like that. This is unlimited use. So one payment of $4,000, which is 33% savings off the monthly plan, that will get you into the system for the entire year. And there's one other thing that that we're doing here we're asking people to act today, obviously, and I'm doing that for a couple of reasons. When you go to that website, you'll see some language on there. This is a partnership for us, as I'm sure it will be with Gina. You know, we want to work with serious people who are serious about wanting to build their list. This isn't something that I have the ability or I want to afford the time just to work with people who aren't serious. You know, this is a commitment. Even though this is very affordable, I also understand at the same time that this isn't chump change for people, but this could be a super lucrative model for the right person. We're going to take 10 clients immediately for the 45-day free trial. All we are asking for you to do is to fill out the application. You know, I want as many people to fill out the application as they can. We're going to go through and pick the top 10 people that we feel would really, really turn our system into a lot of money. And if you fill out that application, we're going to review all those today and get with those people tomorrow and start a dialogue of working with you to get your landing page set up. I'm sure Gina's going to be doing her case study. You'll also be primed and positioned when she starts to get all of her little tricks figured out, where she's going to be using these movies along with her system to make you even more money. But we want to work with 10 people that are super serious about doing this list building strategy. And I'll be really, really honest. It's not I'm trying to create scarcity or anything. One reason why I'm doing this is I can only work with so many people at a time. So I'm going to be working personally, one-on-one, with these 10 people to craft that landing page, to get you set up, to make sure I answer all your questions, and to get you moving quickly into the system. So that's one reason why I'm doing it. The second reason why I'm doing it is I'm an entrepreneur as well, and I'm a business owner, and sometimes I hear the best idea on the planet, and I just don't act. So I'm urging you, and I'm trying to, I'm purposely doing this. If you like what you're hearing today, and this is sounding really, really good, I'm not asking you to make a decision to buy it. I'm asking you to make a decision to try it. And I think that that's very, very important in business today, is taking action and doing something with a good opportunity. So that's why I'm limiting it. You know, I only have so much time in my day to get people set up. We want to give you the attention that you deserve. And I'm creating this scarcity approach because I want somebody to act. So we want you to fill out that application and go ahead and do that. Now, the last thing that I'll say, and then I'll turn it back over to Gina and Rhonda, if you feel that you are a list owner or someone that really wants to break into this and that I may not get to your application, I may pick somebody else over you, I want to work with serious people. We only want to work with people who are serious about turning this system into money. So I'm going to reserve 5 spots off of that webpage, off the link that Gina and them have on Blog Talk Radio, and it sounds like they're going to be posting it everywhere else, and I know they have a lot of listeners and a lot of people will be listening to the repost of this call. If 5 people, it doesn't matter to me what your list size is, I will work with you. If 5 people decide to take action and buy it up front today without doing the trial, I'll reserve 5 seats for anybody who wants to make any one of those commitments. It doesn't matter which payment plan you choose. If you choose the $500 a month plan with no contracts, cancel any time, you can choose that one, any one of the 3. But if you make the decision to buy it today and skip the free trial, we will take 5 of those folks. If we sell 1 or 2, then we're going to take 7 or 8 of the applications, but that's how it works. If you're serious and you're a little nervous that I may not choose you for whatever reason that may be, we will work with 5 people who take action, who are serious, and they're pulling out their wallet saying, I like what I hear, I'm ready to start, Doug, let's go. We'll take 5 of you, so a total of 10. And then, you know, obviously Gina and Rhonda and I will work together if there's multiple applications and now we're forming this partnership with this system. We'll definitely get to your application, and I'll work with Gina and Rhonda to make sure we're taking care of everybody who fills out this application that wants to get started. We will get to all of you. I'm just saying for this call right now, the first 10, I'm going to start on immediately, and then we can work everybody else in later as we see fit. Is that fair enough, Gina and Rhonda?
I think so. Rhonda, how about you?
Absolutely. That's just a... very definitely a sweet offer. No reason not to take action, and it's because it's the early action takers who are going to get it. Because if you're the 11th person, it could be a while before Doug gets to you. Again, if time is limited to certain numbers of people, and so definitely you take action. That link is asktsl.com/movie. A-S-K-T, as in the, S as in story, L as in lady, .com/movie, like an inspirational movie, and you will get there.
Awesome. Well, guys, it's been a lot of fun today. I've had a lot of fun. This was great.
I have as well, and I'm really looking forward for the next 4 weeks to coming back each and every week to report what we're doing, as well as how to take a look at it and how you can use exactly what we're doing when you get the system from Doug and tie it to your blog as well. tomorrow I will be emailing all of my subscribers, and that email will be posted to directionsu.com after it's sent out with a link to go and see my viral video with my landing page. And as soon as Rhonda's is ready, I will also email that out to my subscribers and post it as well to directionsu.com. So if you want to watch the blog on directionsu.com over the next 24 to 36 hours and watch your email, if you haven't opted in and subscribed to my list yet, I suggest that you do that ASAP. A good place to do that would be, where can I make it easy? Go to www.theimuniversity.com, theimuniversity.com, only because I know that opt-in box works for sure right this minute. My others, I don't know if they've been updated yet. And watch for the emails showing you what this system looks like. Doug has been very generous in offering this 45-day trial to anyone who wants to get started. I mean, the most amazing thing about that is it's not something that's just a digital download that costs Doug no more money. He really has his team work with you to create that landing page in a way that's likely to convert. He's got some very real hard costs in this, and yet he's investing in your success. And I can't recommend highly enough that you do the same at www.asktsl.com. That's A-S like Sam, K like Kelly, T like Tom, S like Story, L like Lady.com /movie. asktsl.com/movie. And we'll see everyone back next Tuesday. Same time, same place at noon Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Plan on being here until the very end of the call so that you can hear what Rhonda and I have been up to with Doug's system this week and what results we've gotten. I know that by next Tuesday's show, I will have new subscribers because of this system. That's awesome. And Doug, thank you so much for sharing the system with us and making it so incredibly easy for anybody who's really serious about growing their business to really get started using list building with this tool. I can't thank you enough for that.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to continuing down this path with both you and Rhonda and really affecting some business owners' lives by helping them with this very, very viable list building, money-making strategy. I think we're on the cusp of really affecting some people that once again, you got to decide to take action, and all we're asking you to do is try a free trial and see if it works for you. If it does, fantastic, but I know it will. It works for almost everyone who gets into it, so thanks so much.
Go ahead, Rhonda. Thanks so much. See you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.